The night is dark. Suddenly, it's broken by the streaks of light produced by a lone program. She ducks down behind a recycle bin and waits, wondering if she's been followed. Seconds turn into minutes as she pants, waiting, fearing her very heartbeat will give her away. Seconds turn to minutes, and when she's finally certain she's alone, she gets up and begins sprinting again. Down the hallways and through the doors, running as fast as she is able to escape her pursuers. Rounding a corner, she skids to a stop, pressing herself against the wall and peering back around it to make sure there are no followers. When she looks back forward, she pulls her arm up, accessing her central data. A map and simple directions show up on a holographic display in front of her forearm, and she orients herself, ready to move once again. She hits a button on her arm, and the display disappears. Wasting no time, she jogs around the next corner and pushes through what must have been the 1,000th set of doors. And finally, she sees it. The simple gray door doesn't look special, but the symbol on it tells her that this is where she wants to be, needs to be. As relief floods her face, she approaches the door and knocks, first twice, then three times, then once. A small hidden access panel slides back on the door, and a set of hard eyes stares back at her, looking her up and down quickly. Quickly, he blurts out in a synthesized voice that's obviously been modified to hide his identity. Program ID? Emma 2012, she replies. The word that follows from him is expected. Password? She swallows, knowing she has only one shot at this. And even if she forgets the word she was told in secret, or even makes a simple mistake, she will never make it in, and she will be forced to continue running. With a dry mouth, she almost whispers, "I dance for the users." The panel slides shut, and for a few seconds, nothing happens. She wonders if she made a mistake and starts to fidget, worried that she'll have to start running for fear of being derezzed. When she starts to move one foot after looking around nervously, the door clacks with a metal thump and begins to swing open. The doorman steps to the side as behind him, lights dance around in the air and music of the most amazing kind assault her senses. He gestures for her to enter, and she steps in, feeling relief wash over her. Hundreds of programs like her are simply letting themselves loose and feeling free, even if it's only for one night, here at the dance. Welcome to Electronic Mayhem.
Thank you.